I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto's waterfront revitalization was on display during Doors Open this month. The Portlands section, which remained under heavy construction, were shown to the public virtually with a series of maps of the areas that will be part of the city's future plans. Senior Director of the Development, Julius Gombas, guided the virtual tour.
The project value is at $1.25 billion. What I should note, though, is that upon completion, it impacts land value in the area. So prior to flood protection, land would be worth $2 to $4 million per acre. It's contaminated, unstable, and limited in use to basically one-story industrial. On completion, you can build whatever you'd like on those lands, with the land value increasing from $30 to $50 million per acre, and hopefully, you know, some benefit to the city out of the yield that comes out of that. So yeah, it is enough to fill up the Sky Dome. Thank you.
Since 2000, Toronto has invested about $1.5 billion in the revitalization of the waterfront's areas. According to the City of Toronto website, this is the largest redevelopment project underway in North America. Since 2001, the project has generated more than 16,000 jobs and more than $600 million in tax revenue. Several of its development goals include preventing flooding into the city side, creating more affordable housing, and helping create more environmentally friendly community spaces. Doors Open Toronto returned for the first time in 3 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. For the weekend, the event allows residents to explore all of Toronto's historical sites and buildings. This year, there was a hybrid approach, allowing for both in-person and virtual events. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.